I'm Sonia Morton Firth, and you're watching The Sonia Morton Firth Show. Today, my guest is Croz Crosley, author, entrepreneur, speaker, and mentor. Croz has 50 years' experience in business, and in that time, he's made millions, lost millions, and made it again. Known as the Mindset Technician, he's spoken on stage with some of the greatest speakers in personal development. Watch this interview as we discuss the formula for success, and it is guaranteed to work. Croz, first of all, can I just say thank you so much for coming here all the way to Richmond.
Yes.
I know it's not too far for you. And welcome to my home.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a guest on my show. I am really excited about this. And not only am I really excited about this, but you ticked all my expectations. You turned up in a Hawaiian shirt. Tell me about the Hawaiian shirt.
I had to tone it down.
You toned it down?
No, my wife told me to tone it down. No. So I've got a lovely Christmas one with Father Christmas is on it and everything.
Next time.
She should have worn the
Father Christmas. Now, we've met through, we've got a mutual friend, Brad Burton.
That's right, yeah.
How did you meet Mr. Burton?
Well, it's quite strange, actually, because it's a bit of a story, but a couple of minutes. I came back from Australia. And I was a bit like a bear with a sore head because I had a big thing over there, like a website and all the bits and pieces. And I promised I wouldn't give my list away. Mm. So, you know, would never sell the thing. If you sign with me, you're safe. I ain't going to promote you or do anything. And so when I come back here, I got rid of my list, which was quite a size. And I'm sitting about the house and I say, and Val says to me, she says, do you know, why don't you get back into the game, you know? Because I've been in Australia, I've known in Australia and America and South Africa, Thailand and all that. But
and England, when you say the game, this was you talking on
in the self-development.
In the personal development.
Yeah, coaching and business coaching and all that sort of thing. And she said, why don't you? I said, I ain't got time. To build a reputation again, you know, and all that. I said, anyway. A couple of days later, she says, Croz, I've got a thing here. We've got a TV show want us to do a thing as investors called The Money Pit. They want us to be investors on it. And she's dragged me up there, and I'm sort of standing about. And because I said, what I need to do is attach myself to someone who's already got a bit of a profile, help them out, and then piggyback along with them, get myself, you know, shortcut right? So lo and behold, I said that then two or three weeks later, I'm standing next to this guy on stage. What's your name, mate? He's chatting. I didn't have a clue who he was or nothing. He's like,
that'll be bad.
I said, I might be able to help you. He said, why? I said, well, I was in the game, you know, got a few moves. He said, all right. And then we just started talking, and that was over four years ago.
And you moved to Australia?
When I was 40, 1988.
And you got involved with more businesses there.
Yeah, because I was going to teach them one. I was going to give them a bit of experience over there. But little did I know, Australia's quite live for the ducking and diving. So I went over there and I got a big company and built it all up, 250 staff and all that. And
what was it doing? What was it going?
Bouncers.
Bouncers?
Yeah, and security and all that sort of. And I took a guy on for as the operations manager, and I loved him like a son. He was, you know, he used to put all the round the house parties and Christmas and all that. And he worked behind the scenes, getting all the contracts and that. And one day I woke up one morning and people started ringing, going, "Well, we're moving with a new company. We're going with a new company. We're doing this, that, and the other." And it was a bit of a kick in the teeth, not for the finances, because I've always felt good. As long as there's a few chimney pots about, I ain't worried about getting all the money, right? I've always had that belief, you know, that as long as there's people, I'll be able to, you know,
you're
live.
Yeah. That's interesting, but you've got that belief. Come back to that.
Yeah, but this guy, the hurt, was, if he'd have said to me, Croz, can I run the company, can I have the company? I'd have said, yeah, give us a few.
So he was taking he was basically working for you.
He was my operation. I made him a director of the company.
And then he was taking people and putting them in his own company.
Putting them into his own company, yeah.
So what happened? What?
Well, then, the thing is this is where I learned about spinning the wheels, right? So it all went wrong. And I'm now, think I'm skint. I've lost my business and I didn't want all the little bits and pieces. There was bits where we had the contract at Parliament House for doing the security and all that, which was on contract, but everything else was day to day. So there was no contract or anything. And it's too hard. I can't do this. And I was doing all the wrong things. So I sold everything and I got $250,000, right? And I thought I was skint. Everyone around me thought I was rich.
Yeah.
Right? And this is going back nearly 30 years, right? But this is all about reprogramming and resetting where you are, because you can't run today on your program you had 10 years ago or 5 years ago or last week. You've got to constantly keep updating where you are. Now, I think I'm skint. So I'm now doing anything I can to try and get a few quid to keep the flags flying, right? And what I did, in a previous life, I'd said to my wife, don't ever let me get back into hospitality. Because it's the hardest way known to man to earn a living. If I do, get a baseball bat and beat me over the bleeding head with it, because I don't want to know. So what happened? She never found a baseball bat.
Oh, no,
so
you ended up
2 years, spent every dollar of the 250 quid, a thousand, on setting it up, lovely little etched glass windows and all the bits.
Oh, what was it?
It was a dessert restaurant.
A dessert?
Oh, we used to do all the desserts.
I say pudding where I'm from, dessert. But dessert.
Yeah, but it's in Australia, the dessert restaurant. Oh, it was, it couldn't have been any better. But we got headhunted to go in. We were going to go in the main place in Perth to the Northbridge, which is the area where they do all the catering and the cafes and that. But we got headhunted and it turned out to be the wrong place, because when the place was full, there was nowhere to park. And when it was empty, obviously you could park, but there was nothing happening. So it was the wrong place. And after 2 years, we looked at it and we said, this ain't happening. Now we've spent 2 years going skint. We've spent all our dough. So I went to the bloke, the leaseholder, and said, look, I ain't got nothing. You've had everything. You've had me Rolls Royce, your house, everything. Yeah. Put it all in here.
Everything's
on
gone.
On top of everything. So whatever you do, you can't hurt me. It's a great place to be.
You're very dangerous. Well, you're a rock bottom, right?
Very dangerous foe. When you ain't got anything, you are a dangerous foe. Yeah. And I said, you can't hurt me, but I'll leave everything where it is, because you haven't done anything wrong, really. So I'll leave everything as it is, but I'm off. Put the key in the door. He never even sent me the bill for that month's rent.
There's loads of questions I want to ask on that. I mean, a lot of entrepreneurs do. I mean, I hate the word fail. Yeah. But they do fail at some point in their journey.
It's learning.
And, I mean, you pretty much, you didn't fail, but you had someone that you took on, basically did.
Who trusted.
Backstab you.
Yeah.
And then you took your remaining money and put it into a business that didn't work.
Yeah.
At that point, you you say you were rock bottom, how did you pick yourself up and not want to go, okay, business isn't for me?
Well, the thing is, I'd studied, obviously, self-development and all the stuff, all the different people. In fact, I was in the same group as Rhonda Byrne,
Yes, I do.
I was in the same group as her in The Science of Getting Rich, which was the company that I ended up owning, which was thescienceofgettingrich.net, which had 170,000 lists in them days, which was great. It ain't nothing now, but it was a few people then.
Yeah.
And, but I went there and I had done all my bit of studying, but I couldn't make it work. The thing is, you see, with this information, it only works when you're relaxed. So
say that again, because I think that is so important. I've actually interviewed a few people from The Secret on my show. So they're like, I don't know if you know Dr. John DeMartini. Marie Donovan as well, Dame Marie.
Haven't
spoken to Bob Proctor, but someone that's worked
better
with
Bob. And
I've been very sort of, I've done a lot as well in the personal development.
Yeah.
Not so much as you, but I used to lead the Yes Group, which is based on Tony Robbins, UPW, and all of that. What do you really think of it? I mean, you were just about to say there was a fundamental thing that made it work.
Listen, the thing is, it all goes wrong. Tony Robbins, bless him, fantastic ethos and everything, but it's all gone wrong. Now, all of a sudden, you go see Tony Robbins and there's some bugger that's just been taught by Tony Robbins up on the stage. Yeah. And they all lose the plot. Bob, bless him, Bob Proctor, I've spoken to him loads and loads of times. They lose the plot. But the truth is, from my perspective, that forget what you call it, you are in control. You can attract into your life whatever you want, and whatever you do with what happens to you is up to you. So you're in control. I've got my own thing that I've worked out after 30 years that I call the science of success.
Oh, really?
There's only three things to do.
Can you share them?
I'll share them. Yeah, of course I will. The science of success. And it's guaranteed not to fail. But you see, once again, programming. If I had a car, right, and I said to you, that car does 200 miles an hour, right? So you get in it, and you get to 120, and your bum starts tweaking, and you don't do 200 in it. Does that mean the car don't do 200 miles an hour? Or does it mean that you weren't prepared to do what it took to get it to do 200 miles an hour? So you come back to me, and I said, well, it's easy sitting here, and I'll teach you how to do it. You pay attention, and I'll show you how to do 200 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. But you ain't going to go from 120 to 200 without a few fears and falling off the thing. But eventually, once you know what you've got to do, and it's possible, fill the gap in.
Mm.
And that's what this is all about. Everyone picks up a book, they go, oh, that's a good book. And they read it, and they go, oh, yeah. Oh, got it, lovely. Off we go up the road. And they feel all full of it, and then they stop.
Well, isn't it like going to these events? So, I mean, I've been to a number of personal development, and I'm not knocking it. You know, if you're in a bad state, it's a great way just to pull yourself together. But I've seen so many people, and me included, that go to these events, seminars, and they're all geared up, fired up, and, you know, that lasts for a couple of weeks. The euphoria gets you going, and then you're back to square one.
They're selling certainty, you see? They don't tell you about the thing. You see, they say action. Action ain't no good. You've got to use efficient action. Because action is me knocking a nail in that's already in the wood. That's action, but it ain't doing nothing because the nail's already in there. Mm. But it looks like I'm working hard, don't it?
You're doing something.
So you need efficient action. So what you do has got to produce the results that you want. So everyone start getting confused, and everyone, they've all got their bit. When I do a talk, everyone in the audience, they know more of me, don't they? Oh, I've read that and I've done this, and they quote all the quotes and all the bits and pieces. But I said, well, why can't you make it work? Why can't you make it work? My whole life is run on these teachings, right? Nothing. I annoy people because they can't wind me up. They can't get to me, right? Because I know what's going on. And it all worked. But the point is, there ain't no shortcuts.
So when you found yourself back, going back to the business that basically that the guy had left you in it, and then the next business that you put all this money, so you're at rock bottom. What got you out of that place?
Well, the thing is, the unfortunate thing is about all this stuff, it only works if you're relaxed. But when you think of your life, every time things are going well, the next thing seems to go well. But every time things are going wrong, the next time things seem to go wrong. So you've got to get yourself in the position, because you're in control. Mm. You can, and I'll talk to you later, and I'll tell you a few more little tips about mind, what you can do. You're in control. Your thought creates the feeling that creates the emotion, and the emotion creates the result. Think about it. Who's in charge of your thoughts?
Well, you are.
Totally. Totally. Because you even think things, you can look at the same thing of me and think of something different. So you're in total control. That creates the feeling, creates the emotion, and the emotion creates the result. But everyone keeps saying in life, when I get there, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll be happy.
When that happens, I'll be all right. Yeah. Rubbish. Yeah. You got to take it with you. Why miss out on the bit in between and be miserable?
Hoping the journey is the best. Right. It's got to be the best bit,
hoping
right?
Hoping it's going to be
because you might never get there.
You've got to take control. So what happened was I'd known all this stuff. I'd read it all. Read all the bits and pieces about, you know, Think and Grow Rich and all. I've done my apprenticeship on it. And all the time things are going well, which they have to most of my life. They're not, everything's not bad in my life. It's most things are
sounds
terrific.
Sounds wonderful.
Right? But it was working because I was emotionally in line.
In a good place.
Right?
Yeah.
So it worked. So immediately, I'm now in the bones of the arse. The emotion's wrong. And everything's working perfectly. The emotion's creating the result. I'm feeling shit. What results am I getting?
Shit results.
Shit results. So I've got to do something to change my feeling. And someone told me, and on then days it was going around the internet, was a photo, like a print-off thing of The Science of Getting Rich. One line in that resonated with me. In that it says, if you do exactly what I tell you to do in this book, you cannot fail. No one had ever said that before. It's normally get another $5,000 out and we'll go round the corner and have a cup of tea and then I'll see what I can do for you. No one had ever said
guaranteed
it. So what do I do? Because I've got a funny old mind. I've got to push things to the limit. Yeah. I thought, well, I wonder if that works. So that's when I found The Science of Getting Rich was this website of all these people with Rhonda and all the other people. She was only a student, by the way, nothing to do with it.
So she hadn't brought out The Secret at the
moment.
No, this
point. But if you look at the start of the original Secret, you'll see the print-offs from The Science of Getting Rich on it, where that's where she done her daughter, put her onto it, and the rest is history. But what had happened was that I was in a situation where I couldn't get anything to happen. So I said, well, I'm going to prove this wrong once and for all. That was the determination.
So you went in with the attitude of, this isn't going to work, and then I'm going to prove
it. No, I said, "I, it's going to work, but I'm going to prove that it's something other than all this woo-woo and all that.
Yeah.
And the more I tried to prove it wrong, the more it proved me right, that it was happening, right? So I'm there trying to sort of do things, but the thing is, I made a pledge. I cannot possibly, the car that does the 200 miles an hour, I can't say that car don't do 200 miles an hour if I haven't give it my all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I could only make it go 120. That don't mean the car can't do it. So that's exactly the same thing I've done with this. I'm going to do everything right. Whatever I'm told, whatever it says in that book, whatever the person who was like teaching me told me, I'm going to do. Well, my life just changed. Unbelievable. I just could not believe what was happening. And because, see, in life, I always say you can't skip the steps. But the lovely thing is, if you've already been up them steps once, the second time up's a lot quicker. Because
you haven't got to spend time
learning what's happening on that step. Like, I knew I'd been in business and had 50-odd businesses in our time, you know, different things, everything from greengrocers to bloody care homes to garages, everything.
Look at all the biggest entrepreneurs. I mean, Richard Branson, he's had loads of businesses and they've had a few that have failed.
That's why I can help everyone, because it ain't got nothing to do with what you're doing. It's got what's going up here. That's where the success comes from, up here. And you've got to allow your business to do what you want to do. I won't bore you with it, but some clients I've got, they just absolutely can't believe it. They're sort of saying, well, I've got all this time on my hands, I've never earned as much money in my life. It's all up here. Because we're programmed. See, what we're programmed to do is pretend. Because we're all programmed to fit in. Right? So we have to pretend. Most people, you ask them a question, what would happen? Say he's got a job. If you went home now, sat in your front room with your feet up with a newspaper and a cup of tea, and what would your wife think if she'd come in?
Oh my God, she'll go mad.
Why? If you've got your own business and you've done that. Now, if you haven't got the mindset that if you've got nothing to do, you can't go and sit in the front room with your feet up with a newspaper and a cup of tea, you lose.
So you know, we're all, if you've heard the word hustle, we're all talking about the, well, a few years ago, certainly, it's like, we all should be doing, and entrepreneurs should be working 24/7, and if you're not hustling, then you're losing.
Gary Vaynerchuk, yeah, Gary. Got a bleeding heart attack, he will, poor, bless him, right? I was around when all these people started up, you know, on the internet and that. But I reckon I've got it about right, okay? There ain't no need to hustle. Do you know what I say to every client I work with? Right. Once I know what they want to do, I say, listen, do what I advise you to do and you will work less and earn more.
I love it.
Because the biggest problem that we've got is we work too hard, we come busy fools, right? And when you stand and whack back from things, you can see all the mistakes that people are making, right? Because what they're doing, they're pretending. They ain't really achieving anything. And then the thing is, they go in at night and they flop in the chair and they think back and say, I ain't achieved nothing today, right? Well, what I like my clients to do is to finish when they finish. Don't matter whether it's 1 o'clock or whether it's whatever it is, they finish, they go and sit down and they think, lovely, I feel great. I've achieved a nice load of things today. And when I didn't have anything to do, do you know what I did? I sat down with my feet up, read a newspaper and had a cup of tea. Right? Neil, that goes against everything you've ever been taught.
Yeah, of course it does. You're not, you need to be working.
That is a major part of the science of success. Is that we're all trying too bloody hard. And we're all programmed, right, to follow what we're being told. No one steps outside the box to check it. Why, I mean, without going in too deep, at the moment there is a huge body of eminent scientists that disagree totally with what we're being told. But you know the best way to ignore it? Pretend they don't exist. And just keep pushing the narrative.
Well, people fear, believe and fear and people. Right, I tell you what, fear is easier to get into than
part of the programming.
And but one thing that is fact about this whole pandemic thing is people are suffering from anxiety, stress. Obviously, the physical side, but the mental issues
and
the financial upheaval. What would you say to people that are in, maybe small businesses that are in this situation and they're looking at it and they're going, oh gosh, what do? My business is going down the toilet. I can't pay the bills. I can't pay my staff. And they're...
This is totally unique what they've done here. They've never locked the world down before.
They've
got a speed, right? But they haven't. Lots of people are doing really well out of this. They've sort of...
What's the secret?
I'll tell you that in a minute. You all this is down. They'll set you alight. Gold, you'll be out of packaging. But the thing is that all I can say to people is that our anxiety, right, and depression comes from one thing, trying to solve things that don't exist, right? Our mind can only work if we've got 100% of the data, right? So what we do is we go, oh, pandemic. So instead of dealing with pandemic now, which we're in control of, we go, pandemic,
future.
What if? If that happens, right? So that's the missing bit. So we lie in bed that night and we're going, What if? And we drive ourselves mad and we get ourselves into a state trying to solve things that don't exist. Mm. Now, this has never happened before, but all I can say to you, deal in real. You can only solve something that's real. And all the time that you're trying to solve something that doesn't exist, your mind is going to not work properly. So what you've got to do is you've got to forget the what ifs.
And that's where people focus, the what's it, what if.
Of course they are. They're all focused on what's going. See, that's another thing that we can do easy, isn't it? When I tell you to focus on what can go wrong, it's a doddle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so much easier than
thinking. Let me tell you to focus on something going right. Oh, because what if this happens?
But we always do. I'm just thinking my personal thing. What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? And then you get so bogged down in the negative, you get, you brings yourself down.
But it's called circular thought, right? I'll freewheel it because then you get a lot of value, then you see. When you're lying awake at night, that's called circular thought. And the reason it keeps going on is because there's no end.
I do have trouble sleeping. Not because I don't feel stressed, but if I get a thought in my mind, I can't get it out.
No, but here's the thing to do. If you're having trouble sleeping or anything, the first thing to do is when you get insomnia or anything like that, as you walk towards the bedroom, you start getting ready for a bad night's sleep.
Mm.
So the first thing you've got to do is make friends with your bed.
Oh, I like my bed.
Oh, I love it. You love it. It's so all dear. I sleep better now than when I was a baby. Put me head on the pillow. If I have any trouble, I think about playing golf because I'm half good in my dreams.
It is.
Anyway, so the thing to do, make your bed your friend. So you're not walking up the stairs thinking, shit, I've got another night of turmoil. Lie in your bed. Then get one thing that you know the result. Whether it's whether the day you got married, a party, a holiday, but you know the ending. There's no surprises. You know the ending. Mm-hmm. And then start the journey. Because all of a sudden then you straighten the circle into a straight line. No stress. Because you know the ending. So you just think of the holiday, lying on the beach, having a chat, going to the party, going to the casino and all that sort of thing. And all of a sudden, you've relaxed your mind, and the next thing you know, you wake up the next morning, you've had a night's kip. Simple as that.
So go to bed thinking of something good that you know the ending.
When you're lying there, just think of it. Honestly, the first thing I do, I lie on the bed and I think of a game of golf. And I'm half good. I wish I could play as good in real life. But it doesn't matter. I cheat myself a little bit. But
so you can cheat the ending a little bit.
Yeah, because I know, because I'm replaying a game that I've had. And I tell you, I don't think I've ever got to the third tee. Just not on. Because you see, the thing is, it's all the kidology. Your mind will grow anything you plant.
Mm.
Right? But we plant crap. All the time. And that's the problem. And this is all these people that are selling certainty and all the rest of it. They don't know what makes you tick. Once you get in charge, you can't lose. You cannot fail. It is absolutely impossible to fail.
So on another note, so that sleepless nights, it's impossible to fail. But let's say I'm sitting here and go, yeah, but I've tried really hard with my business. I'm doing all this, and yet I still can't make a success of it. I'm not attracting money in. Lots of people have a problem with attracting money. Yeah. You know, I've got, I'm starting.
But you're not attracting money, you see, because the easiest thing, and this is the second thing I tell the people, the easiest thing to get out of any business is money. Now, there's a funny thing to say.
Yeah, that's the people, isn't that
but
what people
struggle
with?
Everyone makes it the hardest.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone makes it the hardest. Now, if you've got a skill, that's the hard bit. But because you know how to do it, you think it's the easy bit, and now you make money the hard bit. But the hard bit is the skill to generate the money. Every single business is based on one thing, a process.
Mm.
Do you think you could go and buy a McDonald's franchise and move around where the bloody seats are going to be or where the...
Well, because it's a process that works. Yeah, it's like
stop. Why do you think they do that then?
Yeah, because they know what...
It takes the gamble out of it. Yeah. So in business, everyone's concentrating on earning money, 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 money. Then the only thing they should be concentrating on is the process. How do we attract someone to be interested in what we've got for sale? And I don't care what I'm at every business you can imagine. Mm. It don't make no difference. How can I attract someone that is interested in what I've got to sell? And how can I take them on a little journey until they say to me, I'll have that?
Yeah.
That's it. Get that bit sorted. And then what do? Just
multiply
repeat it.
Yeah.
Just keep repeating it. And the money will take care of itself more than you could shake a stick at. And I've got clients, I'm telling you, that just can't believe what happens. But it's all about up here. You see, like, even... they all relapse as well.
Yeah, that's...
And then I say, because they say you've got to make a promise to me. I'll get you time back, because that's the most valuable thing you possess, right? Bar nothing. However much money you get, you can't buy 1 second. So how valuable is it? Yeah. We give it away wholesale, don't we? By pretending to work, instead of sitting down, relaxing, reading the newspaper and having a cup of tea. Well, that's the more sensible thing to do if you've got nothing to do, is just enjoy it. But what we're doing is we're so programmed. We are actually programmed to be factory workers.
Well, I think the whole system is, completely.
Now, I think we're being programmed to be fairies now for the kids, aren't we? This wokey thing, all that. Like, you can't say this and you can't do that. I mean, it's right. It's an alien world to me, but anyway. But we have been programmed since the Industrial Revolution and everything, and they started education. Why did they educate the people?
Well, they're educating people to be poor, as far as I can see. That's it. Like, poor mindset. Don't work for the man. It's like, go do your 9-to-5.
Yeah, nice job.
Get a pension.
Tell that to the people in factories that are being closed at the moment. Right, it's all rubbish. You're in control. Once you take control and got faith and belief in your ability, you can't fail. But you see, the thing is, we're programmed for failure. We are programmed for failure. You imagine a world full of people like me, it'd be a terrible place, wouldn't it?
I don't know, I quite like your shirt. My dad's been enjoying the conversation.
What I'm saying is, the government couldn't control us.
No, I get it. I get it.
So you've got to be programmed to be controllable. And if you're not controllable, you ain't no good to the system.
No, because it's not going to work. Yeah, because you're going to want to rebel.
That's it.
Like a lot of my guests who have got messages to get out there. But I want to just come back to those three things that you mentioned. I think we've mentioned most of them.
The science of success. Absolutely, 100% guaranteed, cannot fail. It's know where you're going, make where you are, where you want to be, and get rid of all the shit from the past. Now, I'll elaborate on that.
Yeah, I was about to say,
So, most of us, we say, have you got a goal? And they go, yeah. Well, you haven't. You've got an idea of what would be nice based on what you think you can achieve. That ain't a goal. That's so easily achieved, it ain't even worth thinking about. Now, a goal, a clear mental image, has got to be the life you want. And it ain't big boats and yachts and helicopters and all that. If that is what you want, do it. But it ain't really what you want, because I've got a client who's nudging being a billionaire, I should think, and he was the most miserable bastard I've ever met. Thinking that when he got all these things, it'd be all right. But he ain't got no one to share it with. Right? So... you've got to make it what you want. Now, you're well set up here. Lovely. I don't know whether you like an house in the country with the things like, what's her name? Shelley Bean, whatever.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I, just before lockdown two, I moved. And I moved because I always wanted a view of the river.
Yeah.
And I moved from my other place, my lovely little place in Richmond. But I just thought, why am I putting off when I get this place, when I get this? Yeah. Just do it.
Do it.
I thought, better time I'm going to do it. I'm going to meet where I am, where I want to be.
That's it. Right. And the thing is that we create a financial void, right? When you first got a mortgage, right, you went, signed the paper, and you spent the next fucking 2 or 3 weeks an hour. Fucking how am I going to pay that? After 2 or 3 months, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
We create, because this... knows you need it, and we sort it out. So you don't put money in the vision, because money is very restrictive. You put in that vision, the clear mental image, what you will do with the money.
Now that is really interesting, because I bet a lot of people are now trying to form their goals for 2021. Yeah. It's the end of the year. And they're probably thinking, well, goals are a load of bollocks. Let's face it. We all set goals at the beginning of 2020, and look what happened, global pandemic.
Yeah.
What would you say to those people that are a bit despondent about the whole goal setting thing?
And the thing is that whatever happens, right, let me ask you a question. How many hurdles, really big hurdles, major hurdles have you had in your life? Things that have you thought, bloody hell, this is it.
A few.
This could go the wrong way. This, right? but big major hurdle.
More personal flag.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Yeah. Personal, whatever. Where is it now?
In the past, well, locked away past.
In the past. I hope it is locked away. I hope you ain't even thinking about it, because we'll get to that. But, right, so we've got the thing, every hurdle that we've ever had, we've got over.
Mm.
So, to say that you can get over it isn't a stretch, is it?
No, because I've got to. But
everyone thinks it's impossible. Yeah. Everyone's problems that they've got now are the worst they've ever had, and they'll never get over.
And they're worse than everyone else's as well.
Oh yeah, don't talk to me about that. Do you want to hear something really bad? Yeah. Right? So everyone's got the best, the worst hurdle. But every single person has got over every hurdle. Mm. Unless you've got a hurdle actually at the moment. We've got a hurdle with COVID and all that. But we'll get over it.
Yeah.
It will. Yeah, there is life the other side.
Yeah.
Right? And life the other side's best for the people that allow the other side to unfold and come to them. Right? So you've got to have your vision. And you can't overdo it. It's got to be what you want. If you want a big house like Sarah Beanie and build a thing in the thing, focus on it. Focus on it. Because if it's what you truly want, there is no way known you can't get it. We limit ourselves.
And do you write down the vision? When you see it, do you write?
Definitely. You write it down very, very quickly. And I know our friend is twitching, but we'll have to charge it up again in a minute because this is good, right? When I wrote mine out, just for a laugh, because I always had a Rolls Royce and all that sort of thing.
And do you do it at the beginning of the year or at the end?
Your clear mental image is 5 years away. Because the biggest problem is, if I said to you, go and get a big house in the country by next Wednesday, you'll know that that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
No. The odds of it happening are quite remote. So you put yourself under pressure and you reject it straight away. But if you've got a thing, vision into the future, just mark, go back 10 years.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Memories of 5 years.
No, 10 years is actually quite good because that was, what are we now? That was coming up.
10.
That was 2010.
2010. Now, in 2010.
I was still in corporate life.
In 2010, could you have told yourself your life now?
Absolutely no way in a million years.
Not in a million
years. Not in a million years.
But if I tell you to think into the future and put something that's a bit of a stretch, you won't do it.
Yeah.
Because you'll do what you think you can achieve. That ain't no good. Because what you've got here ain't working properly. And until you free it up and get rid of all them bloody voices, it never will.
That's such an interesting exercise to go back 10 years
and
just see where you've come.
Yeah.
Because that in itself.
You could not write it. Every single, no matter what's happened to you, you've moved so far in 10 years, it ain't
massive.
Funny.
Okay, so you've got.
And you didn't even know where you were going.
No, I didn't 10 years.
And look where you've ended
up.
Well,
actually, I thought.
But, so you get the thing. Now, we can go deeper in this, but I'll be really quick. So you've got your clear mental image that doesn't involve money, and you do it and you write it down and don't shortchange yourself.
Do you write it in the present tense? Or
do you write it in the present tense? Well done. In the future.
In the future.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm a bit nervous about running out of time here because...
We'll be fine.
Right, okay. So we've got our thing in the future and then we come back to today. Now everyone says to me, yeah, but how do you live it now? I said, well, it's no different than when you book an holiday. As soon as you pay the deposit, where does your mind wander to?
Oh, you're excited. You're like, you're on the beach. You're like, you've got your pina colada.
So that's it.
Planning your wardrobe. Yeah. You're all...
So that's it. So you are living the future now. Aren't you?
Yeah.
Called the holiday brain.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. The holiday brain.
Where it worked perfectly. Right? So you come back to now. And people say, well, how do I get there? I say, I ain't got a bloody clue. But I tell you what I will tell you, with my hand on my heart, you'll know the next step. Because once you know where you're going, see, destination and direction are two different things. Mm. We've all got direction, because whatever way you're going is a direction.
Yeah.
But you need a destination. People get them mixed up.
Don't you think we get very fixated on the direction? As we get too fixated on it,
because this takes into allowance you going off track.
Yeah.
Because when you know where you're going, you can get back. I mean, if you went out for a drive now and they were digging the road up, would you sit there until they repaired the road?
Sort of go around it?
Right? So we know that when the mind's allowed to do it, it will do it. You won't know how to get there, because if you did, you'd be there or you're a bloody fool. Mm. So you don't know, but you'll know the next step. It will become so bloody obvious. And if you sneak off track, it don't matter. You can get back on track. The only time you get into trouble is when you go off track and you ain't got a clue where you're going, because any road would do that, won't it? So make now where you want to be.
Make now where you want to be.
Get a great, clear mental image of the future and give yourself a bit of a treat. What things you want, not stupid things that, like, but if you want something stupid, do it. But I tell you, when you get there, it ain't what it seems. So make where you are where you want to be, because most people are trying to escape. That's the biggest problem they have. They're not settled,
yeah.
Right? And if you're all the time trying to say, well, oh, it'll be all right when I get here, and this and that, you're not settled, you're not relaxed. And none of this works unless you're relaxed.
Mm.
So you've got to make where you are where you want to be. If you want a river view, and you can afford a river view, get one. Now.
Yeah.
And if it's stretching you a little bit, do it now. Yeah. Because this ain't a dummy run. Mm. This is it.
Yeah.
And all the time that you don't do the things that you want to do, right? I mean, me and my missus, we get on the plane at the drop of a bloody hat. Well, we can't now at the moment. We're getting a bit withdrawal symptoms, to be honest with you. But I mean, we're just up and about, you know. We drove through America, we go to South Africa, Australia, all over the bloody place, because that's what it's all about, right? I've done my bit, I put my bit in the pot for, you know, so now I sort of enjoy myself.
Good for you.
Right? So make where you are where you want to be. And if you've got no ability to move where you are, if that's what you want to do, make where you are better. Don't sit there and say, God, it'd look lovely. I wonder what that wall would look nice with a nice bit
nice
of paint
picture on it,
Do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
Do it. Do everything straight away, right? Because the brain will solve it all.
It sort of reminds me, which I don't know if it's the same sort of thing, it's almost like, you know, when you put something away for best. That's for best, you know, the outfit. Well, I'm not going to wear that. I'll only come out for best.
That's it.
And ever since I stopped my corporate job, I thought, doesn't matter what day, I might want to wear this today.
Precisely. And that's it. So make where you are, where you want to be. Treat yourself, right?
So we've done that.
Where you're going.
Where you're going.
Make where you are, where you want to be. And then get rid of the past.
Get rid of
all the rubbish. Because what we do is we use that. We use the things that went wrong in the past as an excuse for things going wrong today. How's it going? All right, but if that bloke hadn't been my business, it would have been better.
Yeah.
No one's interested, right? But I got up every morning wanting to beat the crap out of that geezer. Now, that put me in a good mood for being a money machine during the day, didn't it? All I'm thinking about is beating him over the head with a baseball bat, right?
So how do you know when you've really let go of the past?
Read the book.
Okay, because you can think, I've let go of it, I've done this.
Read the book. You've got to know. And what I had to do is I had to write a letter to him.
So we're I was about to say, how did you let go of the guy that you had basically knew?
I sought help. My missus said to me, Val, she said, listen, you spend your whole life telling everyone else what to bleed and do. It's about time you sat down and listened to someone, because you've got a problem here. And I did have a problem, because I couldn't let go.
Was it anger or just...
Revenge, everything. Revenge. I was the best. Ooh. Anyway, so I went and I sought out. And then they said, well, you've got to forgive him. I said, leave me out. I ain't forgiving him. You know what he's done. But then they said, you ain't only got to forgive him. You've got to write him a letter to tell him that you've forgiven him. Because then you know that you've let it go. What he does, what he thinks, that's not important. Because we all get it the wrong way round. I can't forgive him. You ain't got to forgive him. You're forgiving yourself. You're releasing yourself. You're the one who's suffering.
Yeah, yeah.
He's more likely up the pub spending my money.
Yeah, he's not. Doesn't care.
With all his mates. Yeah. He ain't give a stuff what's happening to me. But I've got to get rid of him out of my life. Mm. So all the rubbish, if it's been a divorce, settlement, if it's anything that's gone wrong, it ain't serving you. It doesn't serve you today, so get rid of it. If it's a person, forgive them. If it's an event, forget it. There's nothing, right? All you want from the past is the knowledge and wisdom that you've gained from the things that went wrong. You don't get too much from the things that went wrong, because that's gone wrong, but you'll learn. So the lessons and wisdom from that is what you bring to now. That makes you a wiser person to deal with now. It allows you then, once you've let go, it's so cathartic. But it ain't a 2 minute, none of this is a 2 minute job, because it flies in the face of all we've been taught. Because we've been programmed to go to a factory and pull a lever.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And so when you break outside of that, when you understand what you're really capable of doing, it's a bit of a shock, you know. It's a, when things started happening for me after this, when I sort of took it on board, how long has this been going on? I fell off the bloody horse a few times, I've got to admit. But knowing what I know now, I can regroup.
And so it's a guaranteed way of...
Absolutely, 100% guaranteed.
And this is in your book. And tell us another.
It's got even in here how to do your CMI.
Where can people get your book?
You've got to go on my website.
And we'll put the link in the show notes.
And then they go on there and then I send it off. No postage. I'll give you free postage with it.
Oh, wow.
Just send it off out.
Fantastic. We're going to put that link in there.
The more people that know... information. See, that's not a self-help book, that's just really some observations of what, you know, like of what's happened to me that I think would help people.
And if someone reads that and thinks, well, actually I want more advice, do you offer coaching or
I do coaching, and what I'm thinking of doing is I'm thinking of doing like group things, like getting a little gang together and really sort of let everyone sort of feed off everyone else with a little bit of. Because you can tell I get so excited about it. I've been doing this for 30 years.
I could definitely do another hour. We'll have to have you back on.
Do it anytime. As I say, there's loads and loads and loads and loads of stuff. But the thing is, what I say to your people, everyone listening, listen, it ain't easy. Because if it was easy, right, we wouldn't have no one to work in the factories or do all the other things. Every single person listening or watching this has got the ability to change their life by simply changing what they're thinking. Because what they think creates the feeling, creates the emotion that creates the result. So when things are going wrong, what do you think is the best thing? Change your emotion. And you can do that because you can think of a few things and say, training to get back. There's two things that you can do. When things are going wrong, have I done everything I can? Is there anything else I can do? And if you answer yes and no to them two questions and carry on worrying, you're a bloody
idiot.
You're
stupid, yeah.
Because there's nothing you can do, but we don't. We carry on. But that worry is the 20% of what ifs. If this, we're trying to solve things.
And that's where a lot of people are today.
Precisely.
Cross, I could speak to you so long, but I have come to my final question.
Oh, lovely.
And that is, if you were to write a message in a bottle for future generations to find, what would that message be?
Accept what you can't change and change what you can immediately.
I love that. Cross, thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you very much indeed, and a happy new year.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, there's a new interview out every Monday, so hit subscribe and like, and you'll get it straight into your inbox.